Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, April 1st. You'll notice a big drop in the price of gas this morning. The federal consumer carbon tax ends today and prices at the pump should fall by up to 20 cents. In downtown Owen Sound this morning, $1.20 a liter to gas up. The move to scrap the carbon tax was made last month by Prime Minister Mark Carney ahead of the start of the federal election campaign. Hydro crews continue to work to restore power in wake of the ice storm that swept the province over the weekend. Thousands of homes remain in the dark on the Bruce Peninsula and in eastern Grey County, and Hydro One estimates they won't have their power back on until tomorrow evening. Meantime, Grey Highlands Mayor Paul McQueen says some areas of his municipality got hit hard during the ice storm. He recalls seeing 16 hydro poles downed along Grey Road 31.
All the power lines were just so hanging so low, and I guess sometime in the night, It must have let go, and it smashed. It snapped all the hydro poles.
McQueen adds some of the cleanup efforts around Grey Highlands could take a couple of weeks. The Grey Sawbull Conservation Authority has issued a flood watch for the Beaver River. Rainfall and snowmelt have led to significant flow along the river, similar to what was seen a couple of weeks ago. The Conservation Authority says landowners within known flood-prone areas in the Beaver River watershed should be prepared in case of flooding. Two Owen Sound residents were recognized with King Charles Coronation Medals for their community fundraising efforts. Tom Rice and Sonia Mount received them yesterday at the YMCA Health, Fitness, and Aquatics Facility in Owen Sound. The pair helped lead the YMCA's capital campaign, which raised more than $6.3 million. A Kincardine man faces drug and weapon charges after being arrested in Hanover. Hanover Police Chief Chris Knoll says there was a brief struggle by the 45-year-old suspect when he was arrested early Sunday morning during a traffic stop. Knoll says illegal narcotics and evidence of drug trafficking were seized, as well as the vehicle the suspect was driving. The accused faces more than 10 charges. And the OPP are looking for a vehicle following a break and enter in Brockton. It happened Saturday morning along Side Road 20 North. South Bruce OPP say three suspects left the scene in a blue GMC pickup truck with no license plates. It was spotted heading northbound towards Chesley. Anyone that could assist is asked to call the OPP or Crime Stoppers. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a drop at the open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading. U.S. President Donald Trump's promised tariffs tomorrow still on the mind of investors. Yesterday, markets rallied after a lower open, closing mixed. The Dow was up 417 points to just over 42,000. The S&P 500 advanced as well, a half percentage point, while the NASDAQ was down slightly. The TSX gained 158 points, closing at 24,917. Bitcoin up nearly 2% this morning at around $84,000 US. The price of oil is little changed at just over $71 per barrel, while gold's up another quarter point to $3,160 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.46 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead. The Morning Sports is presented by RE/MAX. Rogers has made a deal to retain the Canadian NHL rights for another 12 years for $7.7 billion US, which is just over $11 billion Canadian. The Calgary Flames rallied for a shootout win against Colorado. Minnesota got a point in a shootout loss to New Jersey. Dallas defeated Seattle for their sixth straight win, and Philadelphia beat Nashville. In the OHL playoffs, Barrie outscored Niagara 7-5 to take a 2-0 series lead. The needed overtime to defeat Windsor. Spitzer still up 2-1. Blue Jays down Washington. Andres Jimenez went 2-for-2 with a home run and a stolen base. The first cycle of the year was done by a catcher. Carson Kelly of the Cubs did it in a blowout win against the A's. Dodgers won again. They're 6-0. That matches LA's best start ever. Atlanta's Jurickson Profar was suspended 80 games after testing positive for a banned substance. And Brad Jacobs is 3-1 after losing to Scotland yesterday at the World Curling Championship. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. It's Game 3 tonight for the Owen Sound Attack in their OHL playoff series with the London Knights. That's underway at 7 at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. The Knights lead the series 2-0. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Slight chance of some flurries early this morning, then mainly sunny throughout the day, a high of 0. A few clouds tonight and a low of minus 5. And tomorrow, snow, ice pellets, possibly freezing rain, a high of 2. Right now, it's minus 6 in Meaford, Tara minus 4. And in Owen Sound, it's minus 5. I'm Matt Hermes. You're listening to Mix 106.5.